Okay, our friends. So today we're reading a story. We read yesterday or the day before. The teacher from the Black Lagoon, and then we read about the gym teacher from the Black Lagoon. And I guess the whole school might be from the Black Lagoon, because today's
except
story.
For this one little boy and his classmate.
Yeah, today's story is The Custodian from the Black Lagoon by Mike Thayer. Pictures by Jared Lee. And if you're wondering to yourself, what is a custodian? That's a big word. Okay. And a custodian.
Imagine like a plumber dude who lives at the place, and he cleans up the bathroom.
Well, okay, so you're mostly there. Fun fact. Previously, custodians might have lived on property, but many custodians do not, in fact, live on property, which means they don't really live there at the school. Now, some do, but some do not. Most do not. What they do is they get up in the morning and they come into the school, and then anything that goes wrong, if the light burns out, or if someone gets, you know, a door jammed, or if somebody breaks the handle on the toilet, or what have you, the custodian is the person that takes care of it. So that is why it's very important, if you attend school, to take very good care of the school, because you don't want to make life hard for the person who is there taking care of things. To show kindness to them, it would be best if you also took good care of the school. Do you see?
Mm-hmm. Now, go on with the story.
Now, go on with the story. Here we go. Today's story is read by Mommy. And what's your name?
Guga.
Guga. Here we go. Somewhere in the dark caverns beneath our school lurks the custodian. His name is Fester Smudge. I've never seen him because he waits until everyone's gone home before he emerges. He knows all the secret passages and tunnels beneath the school, just like the Phantom of the Opera. For those of you who do not know, the Phantom of the Opera is a Broadway musical based on a book by Gaston Leroux, a French writer, and it has to do with a man who lives in the sewer system beneath the opera house in Paris and really likes music and wears really cool headgear. And maybe he's not a really nice guy. Maybe he is. I don't know. Make your own choices. Dayspring, what do you think? Moving on. They say if you ride by after dark, you can hear him playing terrible tunes in his giant cave. Whoa. What an interesting picture. You can see his shadow. He has an organ. A big, beautiful organ. And that's also a shout back to the Broadway musical, A Phantom of the Opera, because he plays the organ too. Okay.
Like, I'm guessing the music, the terrible tune that he plays,
is
like.
I shall play it for you when we are done with the story, and then you can tell me if you think it's terrible. He has one that he plays that's very intense and kind of, and then he has another one that's really beautiful. So I'll play them for you and you can decide. Okay, on with the book. They say it's like Dr. Frankenstein's lab, full of machines that whirl, whiz, whir, hum, crackle, and pop. That also sounds like a breakfast cereal. In the darkest corner roars a fire-breathing dragon with big white eyes and metal teeth. He's trained it to make the school boiling hot all summer and freezing cold all winter. They say you can even ice skate in the halls. Derek says Fester is mechanically challenged. He changed a light bulb and blew the ceiling off the gym. Kaboom! And in the picture, we can see that happening. I don't know if that's a true statement, though. I don't know if there's any changing of a light bulb that can do that. Then he tried to fix a leak and the cafeteria was underwater for a week.
Well, that would be kind of funny, wouldn't it be, if the cafeteria was underwater?
How would you eat anything?
I don't know if you could. Have you ever tried to eat underwater? It's not possible.
Eric says Fester's grandfather was the engineer on the Titanic.
Do you know what the Titanic is?
Giant ship.
Mm-hmm. It's a giant ship. And what's interesting about it is it's very famous for the fact that it sunk. It hit an iceberg and it sunk. But it was supposed to be unsinkable. The engineers and the designers on it said, oh, nothing can sink this ship. And then it sunk promptly thereafter.
And his grandmother worked on the Hindenburg.
That's another disaster ship. This one was actually a blimp.
A blimp floats in the sky and didn't float there for long.
Who broke it?
It was a design flaw, I believe. I think they pinned it back to that. Caught fire. Mm-hmm.
How did it burn up? What gave it fire?
Well, it wasn't made out of materials. It was made out of burnable materials, so once it caught fire, the whole thing went up in flames.
Kids are still talking about the time he electrocuted a visiting author with a clip-on mic, and how the fire department had to come to free him from a folding chair. And a Coast Guard helicopter came to rescue him from a toilet bowl. Doris says he's not a very fussy cleaner either, and our school has been designated as a town landfill.
A landfill is where they put junk, right? It's another way of saying like the dump.
Freddie says flies follow Fester everywhere.
Flies follow Fester. Those are three words that start with the letter F right in a row. And when you have three words or two or three words or more that start with the same letter, it has a special term.
Rhyme.
Do you remember what it's called? It's not rhyme. It's called alliteration. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kids almost saw him the time he folded up the lunch tables while everyone was still eating.
Oh dear, well, you wouldn't want to do that.
Or the day he got his foot tangled in the rope and spent the day at the top of the flagpole.
You wouldn't want to do that either.
Uh-oh, I can't remember my locker combination. Here comes a man in overalls. Oh my... It's Mr. Smudge. He has a lot of keys on a ring, and he opens my locker, and then he smiles and shines the handle and walks away whistling.
Wait a minute. This guy isn't anything like the pictures and the way that he was described. He looks like a nice guy with a cool-looking hat.
Hey... He's really neat. I'm gonna ask him if I can see his dragon sometime.
You know what? Sometimes people say an awful lot of things about other people that aren't true.
Like Freddy.
Yeah, like all of the kids who've been talking about this guy. He's actually, Mr. Smudge turns out, really nice. He's not scary at all. And all those things that they said about him were just simply not true. He didn't look a thing like Michael Crawford.
What's Michael Crawford?
And he's the guy who played the Phantom of the Opera on Broadway.
Oh.
Yeah. And I just want to say, I feel like maybe instead of trusting what other people say, always, especially if they say things that you maybe think, oh, I'm not sure if that's true, it's always best to trust, but verify. When someone says mean things about the custodian, you can go, I don't know if I like that. You're kind of saying things that make me, you know, not feel good about that guy. Oh, I think I'll go take a look. Oh, his skin is not green. Oh, he does not have giant fangs. Let me tell you, I worked in the movie business for a number of years, and I saw quite a few people who looked a certain way, quite a few things that looked a certain way. And if I didn't know that I was on a movie set, I would have thought, oh no, this is a terrible situation. This street has been destroyed. But no, I'm just in the Universal Studios backlot. You know? Context is everything. And all this to say, don't judge a book by its cover. And that is the end.